Welcome to episode 83
of The Drop. Dave screwed up the beginning of this.
Welcome.
If this is your first time listening, I'm sorry.
This is a very abrupt intro.
My name is John, and I'm joined by Dave, incapable of pressing the record button.
Terrell.
Pretty much my only job here.
Yeah.
He failed.
And wow, and Shannon.
Hi. I didn't do anything wrong yet, except interrupt John, but it wasn't recorded, so it doesn't matter.
No, it wasn't. That doesn't count.
It's like it never happened.
That's in the past. So anyway, it's summer.
Summer.
And as I was saying before we realized that we weren't recording, that there is nothing in an adult's life that is like the last day of school.
Unless you're a teacher.
Okay, are we going to go back with the joke?
Well, it's a good joke.
We didn't record it, so let's say it again.
No, I'm not going to do it, because then I just sound like a complete jerk.
That's a legit response
something
to what you
about,
just said.
I wasn't really listening when he said it the first time, but something about, well, unless you have a real job.
No, I said that doesn't count, because teachers, that's not a real job.
Mm.
But now it just sounds like I'm a
Karen
jerk.
Karen Heiliger listens to us, and I think teaching
sorry,
is a real
Karen.
Job.
Sorry, Karen.
John, you should talk to John about that.
So, but do you guys remember when you were done with like school, like that last day? Remember that last week of school?
Yeah, you watch movies.
Yeah, exactly. I remember we watched Lion King in sixth grade.
The best movie.
Listen, okay, whatever.
Ever.
It got me out of having to learn anything.
Best movie ever.
So, but yeah, I watched The Lion King, I remember in sixth grade, but like all the time, like that last day of school. Yeah. Yes, it does. It sucks to work all year long and not have a summer break. What?
We have to comment on our people.
They're saying things.
But you have to say what you're commenting on.
No, everybody who's watching this can see it.
Yeah,
except for the people who are listening.
Yeah.
But this is why they have to download the Periscope app to be involved in these.
This is so complicated.
Twice. Yeah. So anyway, there's nothing that compares to that. And it bums me out because it was always a big thing for me. And to lose that. Really, it pierces my heart that I don't.
Apparently,
have
we're hilarious. There's got to be
a
something.
Conundrum.
There's nothing. I have thought through.
What
everything.
About Christmas Eve?
No, Christmas Eve is not the same now as an adult.
Okay, well, I still have Christmas Eve.
You have your own money.
That's
that
because
you can
don't
buy
have kids, and
with.
It's still magical.
That's cool.
Once you have kids, it's no longer magical.
Ever?
Now it's work. No. Now it's like, okay, you got to put them in. Now I got to wrap
you
the
can
gift.
Make it magically for yourself.
This is John that we're talking about.
Yeah,
I
you
still
can
think
make,
it's magical.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is the most magical night besides July 4th.
I just want to leave
John
of
Gilmore is a Scrooge.
Yeah. Okay, Miranda says the day before vacation. That's what I was thinking in my head. Like, when I am getting ready to go to the beach for a week, that last day is like, oh my gosh, tomorrow
okay,
it begins.
What's interesting about, I like to think of myself as somewhat of a planner.
Okay. Understatement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
do you know what's so interesting?
One way
and
to
this
describe
is why
you.
The last day before vacation doesn't work for me is because for some reason when it comes to packing to go on a trip, I procrastinate like no one's business. Like I wait until the very last minute and I'm upset when I'm leaving on vacation because I waited so long.
Well, you
so that doesn't
fix
work.
That. So I wait for the last minute and I don't care.
Same.
Because that's all of the time that I need
yeah,
to pack.
Yeah, Miranda too.
Now, she Sharon spends like a week packing.
Oh, gosh. Does she pack all the kids, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. I was with Cherie when she was packing for her 2.5-week trip to South Africa, and that was an intense packing time.
Well, you're gone
so
to another
things.
Country for 2.5 weeks,
yeah.
So that's different. But, John, I feel like this is a John problem.
It probably is. There's nothing that I can think of that is like that last
because
day.
The day before vacation should be a very good day for you, but your neuroses have ruined it.
Well, I'm thinking like the day before vacation, I'm thinking, okay, we got to get up by a certain time. We got to get on the road. We got to make sure that we're going to make good time. Are we going to have to stay in a hotel overnight? Are we going to be able to pull in, you know, not have done, you know, what time are we pulling in? Are we going to be able to unload the van when we get there? Those types of things. So all those things ruin my ability to have fun. Or get excited about vacation.
This is why, John, you need to see a therapist.
Okay. Well, this isn't the only reason. Why.
No, it's not the only reason, but it's one of them.
Yeah. So this weekend was Father's Day weekend. We talked about it a lot last time on the podcast, so we're not going to bring up a whole lot. But my catch up is the fact that I survived the father son camp out.
And my catch up is that I legit had to mow the lawn today because I didn't do it yesterday.
See, I did it yesterday after the father son camp out because I figured I was already hot and sweaty and tired, so I might as well just mow the lawn.
Yeah.
I've never mowed a lawn in my life.
Rows. I just.
I have never mowed a lawn in my entire life.
It's not that bad.
Listen, if you want to come
work, I helped do trim once. No, thank you.
You helped what?
Do the trim. Use the weed whacker, whatever you call it. Everyone calls
it. Weed whacker. Really?
Yeah. Once.
Did you almost like
slice trimming off is your... legit. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I broke the little spinner thing. So. Okay. Trimming... Do a job terrible once, I'll rush you to do it again.
Trimming is probably my favorite part of mowing the lawn because I get to make the lines look straight.
Yeah.
Along the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And that makes me very happy.
I should start with the front yard. Because I've learned that, like, if I start with the backyard and then move my way to the front yard, there's, like, a point where I just stop caring. Like, I'm not as into it anymore.
I'd totally start with the front
yard. So I should start with the front yard because that's the thing that most people would see.
Yeah.
Because appearances matter.
My theory is that if at some point I get stopped in the middle of it, then the backyard's not done. I'm totally good.
Miranda said something about straight lines. When I mow in blurred lines.
That is not as funny as you think it is.
Somebody is laughing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's none somebody, of us.
We're going to get a ha-ha-ha pop-up on
that. Yeah, somebody.
It's going to be a pity 2013. One. It's going to be pity.
Hey, listen.
Because you just said it.
2013 nope. called. Nobody. They want their song back.
All right. Terrible song. But yeah, the father-son camp out was great.
John, so I have to say, like, you were kind of going into it a little bummed about participation, and then I showed up and I was like, wow, there are a lot of people here. I'd be excited about this.
Yeah. I mean, we did get a lot of participation kind of last minute, which
that is typical and should be expected.
It's yes.
I know that drives you nuts.
But when you're the person who's planning to make sure, do I have enough steaks for everybody? Do I have enough potatoes for everybody? Do we have enough water? Do we have enough Gatorade? Do we have enough lemonade? Do we have enough hot dogs and hamburgers? People registering at the last minute really makes that difficult. But it was good. And, man, we – like some of the kids were – there was one kid that came. His name is Noah. And Noah is painfully honest – with whatever's going on. So he's just one of those kids that, like, you know, he's got the transitional lens glasses and everything, and he's kind of small. He was actually 5, but he was going to turn 6 in just a couple of weeks, so we let him go. But so he – everything around him scared him. Somebody just asked, how many attendees did we have? We had, like, I think it was 55 people.
Wow. That's more than I thought you were going to have.
It was good. So Noah gets on to the zip line, and he is determined that he's going to go down the zip line. So they bring the line back for him to get on it, and the zip line has the handles that you can hold on to, and then there's a footrest. But the younger kids were sitting on the footrest and, you know, riding it down because it was a lot easier for
them. This footrest gave John many problems.
Yes, the footrest was the reason why because I tried going down before without using the footrest, and my butt would just drag across the ground. Like, I would only get about halfway down, and I'd have grass stains all over.
Oh, we need to find that and post it on the Facebook page.
So, actually, we should find that video and post it.
I'm pretty sure your wife has it.
Yeah, she probably does. So, Noah, as we bring the line back, somebody said, okay, hold on to the rope because Noah's going to get on. And he was like, yeah, hold on to it, please. And so they were like, yeah, we got it. It's okay. And he's like, okay. And then he cups his hands over his mouth and he's like, because I am terrified. I just started laughing. That kid, man, he just whatever he was thinking at the time, he was going to tell you.
Oh, that's fun.
He cracked me up because at lunch, he got up to get food and he got his plate. And we had hot dogs and hamburgers. And we told everybody, you can have a hamburger and a hot dog. We had enough for that. So when he came through and he got his hot dog and his hamburger, but he didn't have a bun for either one of them. So then he went and sat down and he was like, I should have gotten a bun. So then he got up and he walked back up to the line and he grabbed his I'm sorry. It was the other way around. He got his buns, but he never got the meat. So he went and sat down. Then he got up with the buns and he came to stand in line and he asked for the hot dog and hamburger. So I went to put it down onto the buns, and he was like, well, I should probably have my plate. Darn it. So he's turning around. He's like, hey, grab me my plate. So he's like getting all these people to, like, bring all the stuff to him so that I could then get him situated. So It's like, where's your father right now?
He's a leader. He's going to be a leader someday.
His dad was over in the corner going, it's not my kid. I don't know. I don't know. But it was a blast. We had a slip and slide. I have to make a plug. Hopefully they'll sponsor us. But JT Splatmaster makes a awesome spring-loaded paintball gun. Wow. Do you realize that your yawning is all over the video right
it's
now?
It's been a long day.
It's also all over the audio.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's a long day.
But yeah, if you've got young kids who want to get into paintball, JT Splatmaster makes a spring-loaded paintball gun that shoots a smaller paintball round than a typical paintball gun, and they are great.
A spring-loaded so that it doesn't take the carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide?
I don't know. No. What it doesn't take the gas.
It doesn't take oxygen? What? No, it doesn't take CO2.
CO2.
That is definitely carbon dioxide.
Right. So.
See? Yes, one carbon.
So, like,
O2 dioxide.
Calls it carbon dioxide, though.
Yes,
it's like
they
CO2.
Do.
No. When you go to the store, you don't say, hey, can I get some more carbon dioxide? People are like, you need CO2? Nerd.
Okay, but then
I'll take the nerd moniker.
That is what it is, though.
But it was spring,
let's not be ridiculous.
It was spring loaded.
No, not carbon dioxide. It's CO2.
It's spring loaded. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about CO2.
Carbon dioxide.
It's like when people talk about dihydrogen monoxide.
Whatever, Bill Nye.
Okay, but you're like that guy on the internet who's like, guys, I had some dihydrogen monoxide today.
What?
It's water.
Oh. That's what Dave is. Dave's that guy.
Yeah, but you're the guy who's like, it's H2O.
Yeah,
like, but
totally.
Well, yeah. Never mind.
Nobody needs a periodic table example here. So I would.
Carbon dioxide is so common.
No, it's not.
It's more common than dihydrogen monoxide.
Okay. I feel like we have to acknowledge the fact that John just had a Brie moment.
I did have a Brie moment.
Yes, that was definitely a Brie moment.
Own it. Embrace it.
So. But I did for Father's Day. I took the guns home to clean them, and then I was like, "Well, before we clean them, let's just use up the last couple of rounds that we had." So the boys and I put cups outside onto our little fort that we made, and we shot them up.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt as much as like a normal thing?
I don't know. Michael wouldn't stand still long enough for me to be able to shoot him. And
wait,
find
you
out.
Would? No, the way you find out is you let Micah shoot you.
No, you kidding me? That kid would like pull back on the gun and shoot me in the ear. I don't want that to happen. I was going to shoot him in the leg. I figured that would be the easiest way to do it. I don't know. It doesn't. From what I've heard, it doesn't really hurt that bad. I'm not going to find out.
Oh.
I think
out.
I'm going to,
but
I think we're
all right. Well, I'll shoot you, and you
out.
Tell me.
No, we're going to shoot you, and we're going to find out.
So I would highly. It was funny at the end of the weekend. Like all the dads were like, "Okay, so where did you get these from?" And they're like all pulling them up on their phones and like, "Buy now." So and we were throwing knives and hatchets and ninja stars. And there was a lot of pictures being taken, and a lot of it was okay. Let's not send these to our wives. Let's just these are for us to enjoy. So, Sarah was having some heart palpitations last night. And then when I told her all the things that we did, I think I almost sent her into like cardiac arrest.
Well, that's not good, John. You should.
It was good. It was fun. You should be able to do that stuff with your kid.
I agree.
He rode in the back of a pickup truck.
You just
truck,
don't tell your wife about it.
Did 40 miles an hour down somebody's driveway on an ATV. Although, Tony, our youth pastor, was the first one injured at the father-son campout.
This was an incredible story.
He and I were playing basketball with his two kids, and his son set a pick. You know, in basketball, there's a pick and roll where somebody sets a screen and you kind of roll off of it and go to the basket. Peyton set the pick and Tony rolled. He hit the concrete full force, scratched up his knee, scratched up his eye, scratched up his shoulder. I mean, it was bad. It was as soon as he hit the ground, I was like, I started laughing, and then I stopped laughing long enough to realize, okay, this game's over because there's no way he's getting back up. And he was like, I'm done. I'm out. It's over. No good.
And then he was playing again.
He was playing.
A couple hours later, and I was like, dude, you were.
And Michael, one of our worship leaders here at the church, was there with his son, and he was going to lead worship Friday night. So he started playing basketball, and he said about 2 minutes into it, he realized, yeah, this is a big mistake. He's in like jeans, which is never good. But
that's never good.
He was not when you're
not when you're playing basketball.
Not when you're playing basketball and it's like 80 degrees outside.
It was not 80 degrees
outside. As soon as he started playing basketball, he was like drenched in sweat.
John's got a different core temperature than everyone else, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So apparently the thermostat in this office is set to 72 throughout the week. And they were all in jackets.
Too cold. That's too warm.
No, it's not too warm.
It should be 70. Jackets.
No, it is freezing in here. I don't know what the air does, but it's like, oh, we have to make it be 62 instead of 72. Also, the air in children's was set to 65. Way too cold.
I want to tell you that I got corn. I told you this was going to happen. You did something to that thermostat.
I didn't touch it. Teachers
came over to me and they were like, it is too hot up here.
No, I didn't touch it. Jerry touched it. But it was freezing over there. It's always so cold in the morning. Upstairs also. And Beth and Connie are always saying how freezing it is.
It's not freezing.
It is.
Because, no, it's not freezing.
I will say
ice cream would not melt downstairs in the wave.
I haven't. That's not true.
That is absolutely accurate. You're not down there.
There has never been a place in this church where I've been where I felt like, huh, it's too cold.
Yeah.
Okay,
that has never happened.
Come hang out on a Tuesday. It's awful.
All right, so you, with Summer, have gotten pool passes.
Yes.
And now Charlotte and Beatrix are learning how to swim.
Yes, we also did swim lessons.
You did swim lessons.
Yeah, okay. So they've been having swim lessons.
Is it worth the cost for the swim lessons?
Dave doesn't get.
I would be afraid that, I would just be watching them swim, like hoping they would swim, but just hoping that I was going to get some of the money back that I put into it.
So when Charlotte could move, I don't know if I would call it swimming. Charlotte could get a distance
water
without touching her feet to the bottom.
Okay.
But now, like after swim lessons, she's starting to get more form. And so, so that alone I would say was definitely worth it. And then Beatrix, she's getting there. She still puts her feet down every once in a while. But we went swimming yesterday, and there were a couple of times where she swam under the water for a couple of feet, and that was a big deal for her. So
good for her.
Yeah, so I'd definitely say they're worth it.
Okay. I remember when I was a kid, I tried getting away with like keeping my feet on the bottom but still looking like I was swimming. Like, you know, you're doing I got this. I'm so.
As if the pool isn't clear.
We can see through the water.
Yeah, we know you're literally walking.
I was all about shortcuts.
Yeah, but it's been fun. It's been a fun experience with just help, you know, watching them learn something new and getting used to the pool water. The biggest thing that we want to do lessons, because, you know, I'm of the opinion that eventually they would learn to swim on their own because I did. You know, I learned to swim without lessons, but we just want to get to a place where we're more comfortable with them being in the pool in certain areas without a ton of supervision.
Well, you should just do what Sarah and I do. We're totally comfortable with them being in the pool. We ask those parents in the pool, hey, can you just watch him? We'll be over here.
You have parents that no one else likes.
If you have any issues, just holler for us. I'm eating an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
It's the only way to do it, really. So, okay, so it's going well with that.
Yeah, we're enjoying it.
Now, Shannon, you, because school is out, just had a bunch of middle school girls spend the night at your house, which I have to say sounds horrifying.
Well, I mean, it's not directly because school's out, but it's much easier because none of them are, like, busy. So, yeah, it was one of the girls in my small group. It was her birthday last week, and so she really wanted to have a sleepover. But didn't want to have it at our own house because it's a little bit crowded there. So we had.
So they went to your little apartment?
Well, the thing is, like, she's in a family of six.
Uh-huh.
And so.
And they have, like, a you know, house with the main floor and upstairs and a basement.
Right. But the basement's a bedroom. Like, you can't go down there to hang out.
So they went to your apartment where there's just two bedrooms and a living room.
Right. But the living room is much more. Like, actually, it's more spacious.
It is much spacious because it's actually a living room and dining room, but they don't actually own a table.
We do have a table. Dave gave us a table.
I did.
Oh.
But there's much more open space in our living room than in hers because we don't have a lot of furniture and it's all carpeted and whatever.
How's my table doing, by the way?
It's doing great.
Being used?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We used it for crafting at the sleepover.
They're not using it to eat.
I have twice. I have twice used it to eat.
You haven't.
Yes, I have. Oh my gosh. Anyway, she wanted to have a sleepover, and we had had her sister's party, birthday party at our house, so I offered, and she was excited, and so her parents got the food and everything, but I got decorations, and she had 4 friends over, but only 2 stayed overnight with her, so it was pretty easy. They were fun. It was fun. Mm. It was very interesting to spend like more than 12 hours straight with them and just hear them talk about stuff. I was like, oh, I'm definitely not 13 or 14 anymore because I don't care about anything.
Were you concerned about that before?
I obviously wasn't afraid. I was still like a teenager, but I was very aware of the fact that I was trying not to be like that older, like judgmental, like you guys shouldn't be talking about things like that, or like you guys shouldn't be doing this, or you shouldn't be wearing that kind of thing. But I tried
that
my
is
best.
That is a legit thing to
yeah,
say
I would totally
in
be
all
judgmental
situations.
And not even worry about it.
I mean,
did you count the amount of times they said the word "like"?
I didn't, because I had to be present for the conversation, and that would have taken away all of my attention.
Oh, okay.
But it was hilarious how much there's 5 girls hanging out, but they on their phones. There was 2 that were on their phones just the whole time. And then
really? That bothers me.
But that's the thing now. Like, they're just kind of one in particular was like addicted to her. She's addicted to her phone. So much so like she didn't sleep most of the night. She was just on her phone all night. And so like we woke up. And she was like, I just fell asleep like 2 hours ago. We were like, oh, well, we're making French toast. So
in college, when I would come home for break and I could actually go and watch movies at the theater.
Because your school wouldn't let you right. while you were at college.
My buddy was always annoyed.
You couldn't go watch movies?
He was always annoyed by all the like middle school girls that were there because they'd all stand outside of the movie theater and talk, and they'd always talk so loud and they'd be obnoxious.
Like in the hallways inside the movie
no,
theater?
Outside.
The oh, front. outside.
Yeah. Like, so as you're walking up, he's like, geez. Because we go like on a Friday night and they get dropped off and they'd be there the whole time because their parents don't want to even acknowledge that they exist. So they would just drop them off and then come back, you know, when the police said, hey, there's curfew, they got to leave.
My favorite thing is when you walk into the movie theater and you're walking in the theater. And there's somebody hanging out on the wall, like in the theater, like they're just hanging out and making out.
I've not seen that happen before.
That was awesome.
But so these girls would stand outside and they'd talk and they'd be so loud. So as he would run up behind them and stand like, so he's right in their conversation.
This man's an adult.
We're in college.
Oh, that makes it not creepy or annoying.
He's just like, that's the way they sound when they talk. That's the way they sound. So he would go stand there and wait for them to acknowledge him, and they'd be like, "Can we help you?" And then he'd say that, and then he'd run off. And we got a good kick out of it every time. It was funny.
They were definitely 13 and 14 year old girls, but I mean, they're fun. I like them, so I was happy to have the birthday
party. Do
you
still like them after the sleepover?
I still like some of them. No, I didn't even know a couple
if you're
of
listening
them.
And you were there.
No, I like enjoy all of them. I do have a favorite.
So I do have like a question. Like, so is this phone thing, is this just us being old?
Yes.
Because it bothers me.
Come on. If you were to step back in any gathering that we're at, probably 2 of us are on our phone the whole time too.
Yeah, but I'm bothered by that too.
There are things, it wasn't
okay,
so
okay,
much.
Okay, I just want to point out that Dave right now is feeling like mighty superior because he's like, I don't have my phone out.
He's but he has.
Have I looked at my watch at all?
Oh. Yeah. So
there's a certain amount of like being present when there are other people around.
You know,
absolutely.
You look at your watch, your Apple Watch. You do it in a certain way. You don't do this like out here. You're like this.
Really?
It's like all tight to your chest.
I've never noticed that. That's really
neither have I.
Like the first time I saw you do it, I thought you were having like a seizure, and I was like, not sure. So he's like all clenched to his chest and like.
I'm probably it's and probably because I'm trying too hard to be surreptitious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Well, you're not.
Good to know.
I had to dim the lights today at church, and I stepped over and I forgot that Jerry was doing all that stuff afterwards. And when I stepped over to do the lights, I realized that he didn't need the lights done right there. So then I was stuck in the corner. And then I remember that conversation where that woman thought that I was.
What?
Because you were like, because, well, there was
this time did you ever hear this story? There was a woman, like, I went to grab the lights one time, and I went up, and a lot of times I'll text Dave when I'm up at the lights. So I was in the corner, and I was texting him that I was grabbing the lights.
So, wait. And then I. He's not presenting a good picture.
No, I am.
So rather than, like a normal person, would their back would be against the wall, they'd be facing.
He was facing the wall.
He was facing the corner.
Because the lights were down, so I didn't want people to see, like, my bright.
I understand
phone.
Your thinking. Still awkward looking.
So anyway, I'm texting him, and I'm in the corner doing it, and then I put my phone in my pocket, and I did it in front of me, so, like, nobody would have seen what I was doing. And then I turned, and I stood. And so anyway, and then I raised the lights. So the next week, this woman comes up to me, and she goes, I have to be honest with you. Last week when I saw you go up front, she goes, I thought it was very sweet that the church would allow special needs people to go stand up in the front like that in the corner. And she goes, and then you grab the lights, and then I realized what you're doing.
Oh my God.
So when I was grabbing lights this week, that's all that kept running through my head. I'm gonna go sit down in the chair so I don't look.
You just got some hearts on that one.
Thank you, Miranda.
No, I don't know if it was her, it was blue hearts.
Oh, thank you, Shannon.
I have brown hearts.
Oh, you have poop hearts, huh?
Yeah, but mine's not.
We're talking about Periscope, by the way.
Oh, yeah, on Periscope you can.
I have a blue heart.
I just think I do. I think it's important to be present when you're in the conversation with people.
Yeah, it depends on what the conversation is.
I think with kids. Oh, she is blue. Okay, good. I think with kids or like younger people, you know, tweens, teens, whatever. They've had technology since they were born, and they're so used to having it. And if it's not, I think they have this need to be connected at all times, but they're less able to connect face to face. So in the midst of five girls, if one isn't really feeling included or if one just isn't interested, instead of just listening and waiting, she goes on her phone to pass time. I do it all the time. Like, and every time I'm out to dinner with a friend, I think of this. The second, like, if my friend goes to the bathroom, has to get something from her car, first thing I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to just sit here for 3 minutes. I'll just go on my phone, play a quick game, check email, do something. And that's what we do now. We have to fill our time with something.
And Dave, you know that you were stuck in a room with a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old girls, you'd be on your phone the whole time.
Yes, but I'm also an adult, and that's
a 30-year-old adult.
Yeah,
place that I would be caught.
So,
just saying, I would be on my phone.
Yeah,
but I think it's an interesting problem that we will face.
Yeah, it did. I'll admit, and it bothered me.
I'm not saying it's like a bad. I'm not saying that it's always going to be a bad thing. Like, but I am saying that. It's going to hinder, like, just community and developing relationships.
I'll admit, there were a couple moments where I was like, stop. Like, be here. Watch this. We're watching a movie. They're all just,
heard about parties.
Well, you had IMDb things to find out who that person
was. Texting and Snapchatting. A lot of selfies going on.
I've heard of parties where they will take your phone.
Was there a selfie stick that just popped out?
To get into the party.
That would have been awesome.
To get into the party, you have to check your phone in. And I think that's pretty solid.
The beats like a rolling drum. I saw you standing on the corner. I saw you standing on your own. I got the feeling that it's all a dream. I don't want to get up to the rhythm of a wild. To the rhythm of a wild heart.
The song you just heard is called Like a River Runs by Bleachers and...
What is it?
Somebody didn't know it was me. Man. Okay.
Look, that was nice. Oh, someone wrote.
That's bull. That is bull that is going on. Stop doing that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're tainting our Periscope.
I'm trying to make this fun.
All right, we'll give you a raise. We'll raise the amount that we pay you on the drop.
Okay.
More peanuts.
Ew, I hate peanuts.
Okay, so the song at the beginning of the episode was called Pray to God, which I think everybody should do before listening to one of our episodes.
I think that's legit.
By Calvin Harris and Corey Haim?
Haim.
That doesn't seem like that's the appropriate way to spell Haim.
Have you ever heard of the band Haim?
No.
It's three girls, H-A-I-M.
Okay. Anyway, So that's the music.
Is he the 80s actor?
Who?
Corey. Yeah.
Corey Haim. He's one of the Coreys.
Yeah. Corey and Corey.
Yeah.
He's yeah. one of the Coreys. Yes.
Do you know what the other Corey's name was?
It's Corey.
Do you know what his last name was?
I don't remember, but I was born in 1989, so I don't feel bad about it.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
You and T-Swift.
T-Swift also, yeah. But she's younger than me, so. I'm angry that she's younger than me and so successful.
So we talked about vacations earlier. So Shannon is actually getting ready to like disappear for like 7 whole weeks.
Years, actually.
In a little bit here. Yeah, 1989 yeah. she was born. So what? I was anyway. 6.
You were in grade school I was born.
Yeah.
Or at least kindergarten.
Anyway. So yeah. with vacations, you're going back to Pennsylvania.
I am going.
Say home that time.
I have to go, Miranda. Okay. All right. Just to clarify, Virginia is what I call Virginia. I don't call it home anymore. And Pennsylvania, I still refer to as home because my mother still lives there. Like okay. the house I grew up in is there. So it's okay to say home. But what I'm doing is going to Pennsylvania and then Virginia and then New Jersey and then Pennsylvania. Okay. And then back to Illinois.
Oh, gosh. So you're going to be gone for like 2 weeks, right?
It's going to be 18 days.
18? Okay. So almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, that is 3 weeks.
I'm leaving on the 1st and coming back on the 18th. So okay. Two weddings and a family vacation.
Two weddings and a few. No, what?
Family vacation.
Oh. You're going to miss me speaking.
I'm also going to miss the 4th of July here.
Are you going to Ocean City?
I am. You jealous? I'll bring you Johnson's popcorn.
No, bring me Mac and Manco's pizza.
That will not last. Because I'm going to Pennsylvania for a week after I'm in New Jersey.
No, I know, but like go back to New Jersey, get me a pizza and come back.
Nope.
Ship me a pizza from Mac and Manco.
No.
Come on.
No.
Johnson popcorn. I'll get you saltwater taffy. Either. You know she and Bree will eat that on the way back.
Bree's not coming with me on the way back.
Oh, I thought she was.
Bree's flying out to D.C. on Sunday the 5th. I'll pick her up from Dulles Airport.
Are you driving back by yourself then?
Yeah. Unless I can find
good someone. Stories coming up on that podcast.
My mom is like, you need to find someone to go with you. So I'm talking to some friends from DC who might be able to take the train up on Friday and then come with me on Saturday. But like my friend Amanda or something.
No, you know who you should reach out to?
Who?
You should ask my sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And then she could get a one-way ticket on the way back.
Yeah, I can ask Rachel.
You should ask Rachel.
I'll ask Rachel.
She does not listen to this, so she will not pick up.
Rachel. Yeah,
if I had Tim Tebow on as a guest speaker, she would start listening, but
yeah,
that's not happening.
Well, while I'm in Philadelphia, I can look him up.
Hey, you never know, John. Don't rule that out.
It's not happening.
Hey, I don't like the negative attitude.
I don't either.
If I'm going to have a professional athlete, come on
speak this over your life.
I want LeBron to actually James. Be a professional
hey, athlete. Tim Tebow is amazing.
He's going to get cut from the Eagles. He's never going to make it. You know it.
You don't know that.
That whole Chip Kelly experiment.
Don't use absolutes. Don't use absolutes like that. You don't know.
Are you going on vacation this summer?
Yeah. We're doing a couple things.
What are you guys doing?
Sharon and I are going to a music festival the 17th and 18th.
Okay.
And 19th probably, because I'll be coming back that night.
A music festival with Dave. It's like bands you've never heard of.
Probably.
It's like everybody shows up smoking pipes with giant beards and flannel and weird hats.
It's Justin Vernon's music festival in Wisconsin. He's the lead singer of Bon Iver, as you would
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Hey, listen, I thought that's what it was called.
Ever since they won the Grammy, like he has not played as that band, and so they're playing for this festival. So
I saw somebody post on Twitter. They said if a tree falls in the wood and doesn't make a sound, would a hipster still buy its album?
And the answer is probably.
Which the answer is yes.
Definitely. Already has.
Okay. So we're going to Tennessee. We're going to Pigeon Forge, which is actually kind of cool because this July marks 10 years since Sarah and I got married, and our honeymoon was in Pigeon Forge. So we're going back to Pigeon Forge for a family reunion. And we'll be down there on our honeymoon. So I'm hoping that my parents will take the boys.
Yeah, you should make that happen.
For a couple of days.
You should make that happen.
What I find is easier with my parents is you just say, hey, we're going out for a little bit.
And just not coming back.
The children are going to fend for themselves unless you want to help them. So we just kind of put it on them to take care of. But we're looking forward to that.
And then after that, we are we're tossing around a St. Louis trip and a we're tossing around a Michigan trip to the beach. So,
but Miranda, it's like Miranda the lake just beach. Said that she was at her honeymoon was in Gatlinburg. Ours was in what I thought was Sevierville until I got down there and realized that it's Sevierville. Sevierville. I was like, how do you get back to Sevierville? They were like, you mean Sevierville?
And
I was
like, Sevierville.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Even for the South, that's an odd pronunciation.
I thought it was weird, too. But, you know, what are you going to do when there's a place like
I
the
love
Dixie Stampede
oddly sounded things.
In your town? So the
Dixie Stampede is awesome.
It actually was very good food.
Yeah.
And it was entertaining, especially when Dolly Parton ended
than,
it with the Star Spangled Banner. And,
much better than the, what's the night one?
Oh, Medieval Times?
Medieval Times.
Really?
That's entertaining food.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, I'm not going to go for entertainment. I want the food. Yeah. I want a whole like turkey leg.
No, they're not giving you turkey leg. They're giving you half a rotisserie chicken.
And it's burnt. Oh, goodness. So we were reading an article in which we found the top 10 most bizarre vacation destinations.
Where are these articles coming from?
Hey,
Google.
This is from a place. This is from the legit website FlavorWire.
Yeah, this sounds great.
That actually may be the next band that you promote.
It could be
FlavorWire.
You don't know.
But one is called Igloo Village. It's in Greenland. It's where you can live with the Inuits and incredible wildlife that surrounds Igloo Village. Dog sledding and traveling to frozen fjords. I know how to say that word. When I was younger, I would have said fjords. But yeah, you can visit deserted villages and sleeping in an icy cave. That does not sound fun. Although Sarah
like
would refer
vacation.
To our bedroom sometime as the icy cave.
Or the office.
Like a fan on. Stop.
Okay. Or the wave.
Whatever. Whatever. The number two was Karni Mata Temple. It's in India. And the temple receives thousands of visitors who wish to pay homage to a deceased 14th century mystic they believe is the incarnation of the goddess Durga. Hmm. The temple is also home to an estimated 20,000 rats.
Ew.
Yes.
I'm going to name my daughter Durga.
Durga. That would be awesome.
Durga.
But then make sure you mix in a really good Irish middle name.
Durga Kelly.
Durga.
Siobhan.
I don't know how to pronounce this next one. It's okay. It's S-E-A-G-I-A.
Sigia?
I have no idea.
Sigia?
Oh, G-I-A.
Yeah. Sigia? Oh, no, I'm sorry. G-A-I-A. Yeah. This is where my problem is.
G-A-I-A?
I would say Sigia.
Sigia.
Sigia. Okay. It's the world's only indoor beach, which I don't know why you'd want that. But it's located in Japan. Oh, it's shut down. You can't go there.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry, people. It did have a beach measured around 984 feet long and a retractable roof.
Why would you want that?
I don't know.
Japan is like one big beach.
I don't.
It's not like
can't
they're lacking
they
for
shut
ocean.
It down because like nobody showed up. They're like, no, I'm gonna go to the real beach. Dave, this one is for you. Okay. This one is, I think, ditch Michigan and go here. It's the Nome countryside.
I hate you.
So billing itself as a breathtaking paradise and Nome, Nome biome? What?
What?
I don't know. Anyway. It's
biome?
B-I-O-M-E? Yeah.
Biome.
Biome. Okay. What is a biome?
It's like a habitat, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to Google it.
No, Your ancestors are here. It's nestled in the rolling hills of
Amish
farmland.
Oh, it's a major ecosystem.
In southern Lancaster County.
My ancestors are probably.
Hey, when you're in Pennsylvania, check this out.
What is it? What?
It's called the Nome countryside.
My ancestors are
visitors
probably
can go camping, hiking, and learn about how to get great deals on travel.
It's in Kirkwood.
Kirkwood,
PA.
It's for bearded little people.
That was a funny joke.
Yeah.
Funny joke.
I want to see how far it is from my mom's house.
Craters of the Moon National Monument and Preserve. This is in central Idaho. It's home to a strange apocalyptic-looking national monument and preserve. I think this is where they
isn't
film
this
the
where
knowing.
They all have film. Is there's like a legit place where they film all the Mars stuff.
This is visitors are drawn to the rugged landscape, which is roughly the size of Rhode Island. Some of the crushed lava is now thousands of years old, and lava tubes have created a series of underground caves that can be explored. For extra adventurous backcountry hikes are also a draw where people can visit seldom reached areas while hoping they don't dehydrate. Okay.
Okay.
And no natural water source can be found anywhere across the craters of the moon.
That sounds awful.
That would be the place that I go and I forget the water bottle. Number six is the Azu Islands. Carrying a gas mask with you at all times is mandatory.
Wow.
Also known as a Gilmore Family reunion. But for different reasons.
Ew.
It's also located in Japan. Japan's got some really weird places.
Japan also has an island where there's an abandoned mall that's just been like overtaken by cats.
No, that's St. Charles.
That is awesome.
No, that was like legit. Here. Like there's like... there's an island that's been taken over by cats in Japan.
Okay. Which is awesome, and I want to go there.
You can Google it.
You can
seriously Google
it. All that would freak him out. The release of harmful gases that regularly leak through the ground aren't pleasant in the least, but the island is also known for lush landscape. Well, yeah, it's got fertilizer all below it.
Yeah, apparently.
So I don't think I'm going to go there. Oh, my gosh. Island of the Dolls.
Ew,
this
no.
This is as bad as
no.
It sounds. It's not far from Mexico City. Is an island that has become one of the southwestern country's biggest and weirdest tourist attractions. Islands of Dolls, also known as whatever something in Spanish, wasn't originally intended for curious crowds, but the story of a drowned child and the man who found her and felt haunted by her death has drawn visitors in droves. The story goes that after a child died in a canal, Don Julian Santana saw a doll floating by and hung it from a tree as a way to honor her spirit. Eventually, it became an obsession, and he adorned the island with broken, creepy dolls. There are many urban legends surrounding his bizarre behavior, but one thing remains truly terrifying. In 2001, Santana apparently drowned in the same canal as the little girl. His family now runs the island as a tourist hotspot, but many are fearful of its haunted past. It is an island in which little dolls are being hung from trees all over the place.
John, I'm not okay that you told me about this place. So,
I'm like, not going to get this image
my
out
life
of my
head. Was a
my
lot
dream
better.
Production oh center is going to work God. Overdrive tonight.
You're
going to
have that. My mom had dolls. Like she collected dolls.
For people who
up.
Didn't catch what Shannon just said, that's a call out to Inside Out.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, okay.
We can talk about that later.
My mom had dolls growing up, like porcelain dolls. And my buddy.
Dude, we've talked about this before.
My buddy
it's
would
creepy.
Come spend the night, and it freaked him out every time.
Yeah.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I like how they put patch in there, like it's like something you'd want to go to. Some people are skipping their cruise to the Caribbean and opting to sail to a Texas-sized patch of floating trash in the Pacific Ocean.
Ew.
That's not okay.
This is why WALL-E is going to become real.
Yeah, this is exactly why WALL-E is going to become real.
Because of that. Then there's the Alnwick Poison Garden. So the Duchess of Northumberland founded a poison garden, which is modeled after the botanical gardens in Italy.
Huh.
Except a little bit different. So you can go there, and these plants can kill you, is what is read all over the signs across the garden. I think most gardens would say that, but it would then have in parentheses with boredom after it. We went to some gardens when we were in Denver, and it's like, oh, this is great. All of these are okay, Miranda. All of these are okay. And then there's the Integratron. It took George Van Tassel, a former aeronautical engineer and test pilot who worked with people like Howard Hughes and a leader in the UFO movement, 18 years to build the Integratron. The massive dome building offers sonic healing sessions to vacationers who believe the structure is a mecca for physical and spiritual healing.
Okay, we're done. What? These are ridiculous.
So any one of these are places that if you have not planned your family
spots.
Vacation,
these are not
I
vacation
highly
spots.
Suggest the Island of the Dolls.
Yeah, that's awful.
Especially if you have little kids.
My life was a lot better not knowing that was a place.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah, good for you. Stick with Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
The garbage patch?
Ew.
Pacific Garden Patch? Or Pacific Ocean
no.
Garden Patch?
No.
They're all great.
No.
Island of the Dolls, people.
No.
I need to post the picture. It nope. is the freakiest
looking. Nightmares.
No, we don't need to post
I'm
the picture.
I'm not doing that. That's
a disservice. It's a disservice.
I was hoping you would say Island of the Blue Dolphins, which is a great children's book.
That is a good... I like that book.
It's a great book. All right. You're my light in the dark, and I sing with all of my...
You just heard was called My Everything by Owl City. Also Owl City. One of the vacation spots. The 10 most bizarre.
Owl City.
Owl City.
I would go there.
10. With they're not hearing 10. Some 10. Of those were boring.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Some of them were scary also.
A lot of them were scary. So we're going to talk about Inside Out.
Yeah.
It just came out this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thursday night.
Shannon has already gone and seen it twice.
Yes.
It was very confusing for her. She needed to understand the movie a little bit more, so that's why she went twice.
Or just because I didn't have to pay the second time.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, going to the movies now a second time with the prices the way they are.
Well, I mean, if I really like something, like I saw Cinderella 4 times in theaters. 2 of the times I didn't pay, but still. No, 1 of the times I didn't pay. But this one, I mean, it was Father's Day, and it's what Jerry wanted to see, and I was with his family, so I didn't mind. And I wanted to pay. He didn't let me pay, though. So, but I would have paid twice. Yeah, it was really good. I was really excited about seeing it. I love Disney Pixar. The short at the beginning was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was so awesome.
Oh,
so,
you saw it too.
Yeah, it's called
Lava. I saw it on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I took my kids.
All of them?
Just you?
It was just me and the girls, okay. But we met the Johnsons.
Oh, nice. Oh.
So we met Jim and Carrie.
Yeah. The short movie was called Lava. It was really good. I mean, they're always really good, so I was excited about that. And then the movie just overall, I thought it was really clever. I really liked how they made everything work, and it was just a really good insight. Like, I kind of wish that's how emotions actually worked.
So the premise of the movie is that you have a control center in your mind, and different emotions take over that control center.
There are 5 main emotions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought they did, like, the illustrations of things that, we haven't seen before, and just kind of thinking through what our headspace looks like in that way is pretty awesome.
So were these same emotions in every single person?
Yes, but it was interesting to me.
Because when I was watching the previews, I was trying to understand, like, it seemed like they were going to different people's heads, but it was always the same character?
Well, so the main character... That's whose emotions you see the most. But right. In other characters, you get to see their emotions, which are the same 5 emotions, but they look like the person. Okay. So it was interesting to me in that all the other people's emotions you saw, they all had like the same hairstyle or glasses as that person, but the main characters were all different.
So gotcha. I have a theory about that.
Down to like the different genders.
And my theory is that as you get older, your emotions become more...
They like get to know you better
and
like change to be like you. Yeah. But like one of the characters, she was a woman. All of her emotions were female, like for lack of a better word. I mean, if emotions can have a gender, but they were. Like the characters were drawn as females. But the main character is a little girl, and she has both. She has male and female emotions. So that was interesting
to me. That could just be a movie plot device.
Yeah, and I think it's just like the character developed, like the people that want to do the voices and stuff like that. But I think it was just really well done.
So I'll say, like, this is my favorite Pixar movie in a while.
What was the last one?
Was Monsters University the last Pixar movie?
It might have been.
There was Cars 2.
I didn't see that.
Toy Story 3.
Yeah, that was good.
Monsters University. I don't remember one after Monsters University.
I have not seen Monsters University all the way through. We own it.
It's good.
I've never watched it all the way through. The parts that I saw, I enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I wouldn't say like it was one of their best movies ever.
Planes.
But I enjoyed it. Planes was not theirs. No. That's Disney.
Oh.
I see. Monsters University was the most recent one.
Okay, so yeah. So this has been, like, it was unique. It was what Pixar was doing that led us to love Pixar. Mm-hmm. Like it is a pure Pixar movie.
It's original and funny and emotional. I read an article about how like the science of bringing out emotion in their viewers and in the film goers, because almost every single Pixar movie gives you that moment where you just like get choked up and you actually feel things, and you're like, I cried yesterday and today seeing the movie. Like I cried both times. And
To be fair, you cry just every day.
Well,
that's true.
Like that one emotion for you is just very strong. They've got your control center like full like, you
know, sadness is at the helm. Yeah. No, but I mean, like almost every Pixar movie does have, there's like they reference the movie Up, how in the first 8 minutes of that movie, they are like, they just make you love the characters and want to experience what they're experiencing, and then you feel for them when things happen, and that's what happened in this movie too. And they just know how to do it.
I did hear somebody say that they felt like this was the best Pixar movie since Up, because it did grab emotion like Up did.
I don't know. Toy Story 3 was after Up, so.
Toy Story 3 was pretty
incredible. And I cried in that really hard.
I recently read Creativity Inc., which is the book that Ed Catmull, who's the CEO of Pixar, he wrote it kind of, you know, I guess just to describe their process, describe how they come up with these things, and it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's an incredible book, period, especially if you're in a creative endeavor. Just their tips for running creative teams and keeping things in line with all that stuff. And, like, they have what they call a brain trust, which is kind of a group of directors and filmmakers. Mm-hmm. And they watch every film and they critique every film. And just trying to keep Pixar.
Yeah.
Like trying to keep it. And so I, you know, it's pretty, their process is incredible. This movie is great.
It is. It is great.
All right. So if you've got kids, or maybe not, you don't have kids.
You don't have to have kids.
You don't have to have kids.
And actually, some people were saying that they feel it's not geared towards children. It's more.
Oh, really?
Because the overarching theme is really about like emotions and honestly depression, and trying to, it's giving you like a little picture of what it's like to be depressed when you just don't understand why you're not happy. This little girl goes through this thing where she's just not happy, but she can't articulate why and she can't express it well. And just from knowing people who have been depressed and things like that, like you just kind of see, like we know that's not actually happening. There's not five little emotions running controls, but it's a nice picture of it.
So for me, with my kids, I would say it's geared towards kids in the way that, like, it's certainly, and Pixar is really good at playing to both audiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids and adults. But for kids, I feel like who are, and you know, this is something that you really experience as a parent. Kids have a hard time explaining and controlling emotion.
Yeah.
Like emotion is probably the biggest thing that Sharon and I deal with in our kids, you know, trying to help them manage that well and trying to work through that process with them. And to have a movie that kind of, you know, kind of showed them and gives them kind of a way to express and voice that, I think it's valuable.
I think so too. I just don't feel like the main idea of the movie is what, like, I don't think kids are going to be like,
well, they're not going to pick up on everything.
Exactly. But I feel like the movie itself, and it is because Pixar is so good at doing this, but there are so many things in it that kids are just not going to, I mean, there's things in it that are for kids and things that are for adults, but I have heard people say like, it's not a children's movie. Yeah. It's not just a fun, colorful, action-packed movie. Like there are moments where like, I know my nephews would get bored.
Well, my daughters loved it.
Like, I'm sure they did.
I was just going to ask that because both my boys want to go see it. So
yeah, they loved the whole movie.
I think
how'd they feel about
and they came out very excited about it.
Was there anything that scared them?
Not over the top. No.
Oh, okay, good.
So
because my mom was asking about Taken, my nephews.
Yeah, so they enjoyed it the whole way through.
So if you got time, go check out Inside Out because apparently it's a great movie.
It really is.
We're gonna roll through music.
Okay, we're just going to skip it. All right. All right, well, I think that will take care of this episode number 83 of The Drop. There's a couple things we did want to let you know. The first being is that, as we told you, during the summer, we're going to be recording, trying to do twice a month, and sometimes it's every other week. Sometimes it might look a little different. So for July, we're going to be recording the last 2 weeks of July. just because of vacation schedules and all of that. So just a heads up that we'll be recording on the 19th. So it'll come after, it'll come out that week, that Friday. And then we'll record again on the 26th. So it'll come out that first week.
So essentially it's going to be like, this is going to come out and then you'll have like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Where we're, like, not, we're not hanging out. You'll have to find other stuff to listen to.
Please don't go find another podcast to listen to. You know,
because we're still your favorite.
We're still
just
we're
re-listen still to other ones.
Hey, we've got 83 episodes that you can re-listen to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is true. I try and throw out a Throwback Thursday, so you know you can just listen to that for the next 3 weeks. But if you would like to find out about how to access Throwback Thursday, you can check out our Twitter handle or our Facebook page, which is The Drop Podcast, and on there is where we have nice little articles to read. Or whatever Shannon's doing at the time, because it's all about her on Facebook.
Or it's nothing.
Or it's nothing.
Which would you rather?
Yeah, that is true.
Would you rather be nothing or be what I'm doing? Also, I try to write in third person.
I would much rather be what Shannon's doing.
I try to write in third person.
I am
sometimes try to bring you guys into it, but I don't know what you're doing.
So. I'm okay with the posts that are about what Shannon's doing.
But that is also where Dave updates the Spotify playlist. So if you want to hear more from Bleachers and Sia... Calvin Harris and
Sia, but okay.
Sia
and Haim. And then if you want to learn more about Owl City, you can check out our Spotify playlist, which is updated on our Facebook page and Twitter handle. And then if you want to learn more about the church that we all volunteer at, you can check out cometothewell.org. And if you go to /events, we have all the events coming up.
He did the volunteer thing again. I just want to throw that up there.
Listen, we serve. Do. We work.
We serve. Whatever.
Serve, John.
I volunteer.
Thank you, Miranda.
Oh, you guys keep this up. I'm going to quit, and then I'm just going to volunteer.
Yeah, sure you are.
But you can check out cometothewell.org/events. But that will take care of this episode, episode number 83, and we're out.
We love you.
Well, that's one way to end it.
Okay. Well, that's not nearly as funny.
Peace and blessings was funny.
It was because she would always say it in a British accent.
And she was really trying to do other things, but it would always come out as a British accent.
Okay, so. I can't be as funny. Look, Miranda loves this too, so I think people like it.
And you were mine. This is all I know how to say.